This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now, Kyle Newbeck covers the 76ers for Philly Voice. Sixers visit Orlando tonight. And, of course, a lot of buzz as Jimmy Butler expected to make his Sixers debut in this one after being acquired in that big trade with Minnesota. And, first of all, overview here, Kyle. How big is this acquisition for this franchise?
I mean, this gives them a legitimate star on the perimeter, a guy who can you can put the ball in his hands, he can score. He's going to make the game easier for Joel Embiid. He's a competitor on defense. He's the sort of guy that you look to in crunch time. I think this certainly solidifies their spot as one of the best teams in the East. Now, whether they get along in the locker room is certainly up for debate. Jimmy has flamed out of a couple of different teams now because of personality issues. But in terms of the caliber of basketball player he is and what he'll help them do, I think it was a slam dunk move for the Sixers.
Let's take a moment to reflect on those the Sixers have lost. Dario Saric, Robert Covington, how will their absences be felt?
So we talk about Jimmy Butler as a potential chemistry problem. I think one of the things that people really discount as far as Covington and Saric were concerned is what they did in that locker room. Both of those guys were really good character guys. They were accountable. They would always stand up when they did something wrong and say, hey, that's my bad. And they would share the blame with the entire locker room instead of ever pointing fingers. So they helped keep the team together at times, both on and off the court. And I think that's something you really want to monitor here, because those are two of Joel Embiid's friends on the team. He really loved them. He hated to lose them. So I'm interested to see how the Sixers replace their shooting, but also how they replace that leadership from them in the locker room.
As far as Butler's debut tonight, what are you expecting? You expect him to start? You expect him to play starters minutes? You think they'll ease him in? How do you think they approach it?
So he's definitely going to start tonight. The starting group will be Ben Simmons, Redick, Jimmy Butler, Wilson Chandler, and Embiid. And so we're going to get our first glimpse of that group tonight. Obviously, one of the big headlines out of that is Markelle Fultz has been demoted to the bench. We'll see how he responds to that task. As far as what I expect from this group, I would expect it'll be a little bit uneven. You'll see some flashes of brilliance. Obviously, when a guy is coming from another organization with a different system, you got to pick up the new offense, the defensive assignments, and so forth. But I think the talent is there. I think the will to win is there. I think within at least a few weeks, you'll see these guys start to settle in and really begin to play off of each other.
And taking into consideration a period of adjustment and such, but assuming all goes well with inserting Jimmy Butler onto this roster, what does this do for the Sixers standing in, let's say, the hierarchy of the Eastern Conference?
So I think we've seen other teams emerge as the front runners in the East, most notably the Toronto Raptors. The Milwaukee Bucks have been the surprise, like, great story of the NBA so far this year, and they have really solidified their spot as a team to watch. But I think with Jimmy Butler and the two other guys, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, that they already had in place, I think this makes it that the Sixers really should expect they need to at least get to the conference finals this year. I think they have the talent. I think they'll probably need to go out and get maybe one or two veteran guys, shooters, wing defenders to help them when it really matters. But when you have that sort of top-end talent, you run out of excuses to come up short in the playoffs.
Kyle Newbeck, Philly Voice, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Sixers who visit Orlando tonight. Jimmy Butler set to make his debut. Kyle, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can follow me on Twitter at Kyle Newbeck, and you can read all my stories at phillyvoice.com.
Kyle, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks, Matt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.